I've also been fortunate to have some great mentors, and I have been equally fortunate to coach other leaders. I am a student of leadership. I have dedicated my life to it, and I have learned a great deal along the way. If you look closely, you might say I have leadership coming out of my ears. It's really not as uncomfortable as it sounds. So as you launch into this book, you might be thinking, this guy must be a leadership genius. He must be, sound of horns, the perfect leader. And do you know what? You would be wrong. Okay, perfect is probably not a fair or realistic goal for anyone to strive for when it comes to leadership. There are just too many moving parts to leadership for anyone to be able to nail it all the time. So, to be fair, let's say the target is to be a consistently great leader, the kind of leader who inspires and motivates others, someone who leaves a positive, lasting impression. That seems more realistic and more attainable. Whatever the end measure, truth be told, I still don't get leadership right all the time. Heck, I'd settle for pretty darn good on some days. Let me pause right there for a second. Why would anyone want to strive for leadership greatness? If it is to feed the ego, reconsider. It rarely ends in greatness. If the motivation is more altruistic in nature, to help others, guide them, develop them, you will find consistently greater fruits of your leadership labor. If I can...